CT Democrats push storage requirements for unloaded firearms, various gun bans. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 1, 2018. Connecticut Democrats plan to push storage requirements for unloaded guns and various gun bans in the state's upcoming legislative session. On January 15, 2012, the day after the Sandy Hook Elementary School attack, NJ.com reported that Connecticut was ranked 5th in the nation for most stringent gun controls. Yet state legislators responded to the attack by passing even more gun controls. For example, the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence reports that CT has universal background checks, no gun show loophole, a ban on high-capacity magazines, and a prohibition on the transfer or possession of assault weapons. Moreover, Connecticut requires residents to obtain an eligibility license before being able to buy a handgun, long gun, or ammunition, and there is a 2-week waiting period on long gun purchases. And the CT Post reports Democrats look forward to the chance to push storage requirements for unloaded guns, bans on 3D printed guns, and an enhancements to the state's gun confiscation law in the coming session. They also seek to ban untraceable ghost guns, which have been illegal since 1988. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News, the host of the Breitbart podcast Bullets with A.W.R. Hawkins, and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange.